Thank you for this great opportunity. I'm grateful that I can be here because I can hear a lot of information about the responsibilities of living, of state and religion. I'm going to give a brief picture of religion in Indonesia and also the countenance of religion in Indonesia and how the Indonesian government relates to all of this. Indonesia is a country with a rather large population of about 230 million people, which consists of various tribes, ethnicities, religions, beliefs, and customs. The Muslim religion is the largest religion in Indonesia, but Indonesia is not a Muslim country. But Indonesia is also not a secular nation. It is a Pancasila country. The values of religion, the diversity of religion and beliefs is something that needs to be promoted and honored in Indonesia. The risk of Indonesia is becoming disintegrated is very high. Therefore, there needs to be a positive acceptance that these differences are a gift and that they add to the diversity of a nation. It is necessary for each one of us to promote the harmony of religious life for the unity of the Republic of Indonesia. This is absolute. It requires the right attitude as well as wisdom among the religious communities to maintain the balance between the needs of the group and the national interests. So the government needs to have a policy and strategy that creates and maintains the freedom and harmony of religion in order to form a safe, peaceful, prosperous, and unified society. The harmony among religious communities is something that has to be a priority because the harmony of Indonesia is true harmony. It cannot be faked. Number two, the freedom of religion in Indonesia is protected by the law, such as recorded in chapters 23, 28, and 39 as well as IPNS 1965, as well as the Constitution in 1969. The freedom of right, the freedom of religion is infinite as long as it doesn't infringe on somebody's freedom. The problem that arises in the field are such things as building of places of worship and missionary work. And also marriages between religions. The people who get married don't have a problem, but the people around them of different religions are the ones that cause problems.
We confess and we concede.
We acknowledge that people have different interpretations on the subject of religious freedom. One group thinks that this is limitless, but on the other hand, the other group thinks that the freedom is limited by the rights of others. Because of this, the government policy needs to maintain the religious life of the people. it's not to intervene with the doctrine of the religion. So the government needs to maintain the balance without interfering in the doctrine. It's the government's duty and responsibility to maintain the law and order of its people. And not to intervene in the doctrinal areas of the religion. The government must intervene when one's rights start to bother and interfere with the nationalism of the country. But if a religious group is not interfering with the rights of another group, then the government should not be involved. But when public order is destroyed by a religious group, then the government must intervene and restore the situation to order. Therefore, this is why the government's policy needs to maintain religious life of the people. I'm going to give a picture of Christianity. The Christianity is an integral part of the Indonesian people. It is a blessing for the people of Indonesia. There are 323 registered Christian denominations in Indonesia. This variety can become a great strength when they have the will and desire to work collaboratively. And it can be an obstacle when their aspirations and everything occur because of all of the differences. The enthusiasm to grow the churches is great. In 2006, there was a... The situation is getting better after... There was a religion riot in Poso and Ambon, and after 2006, the situation was getting better. Although the pressure among the Christians has not lessened, it's our hope that the Christian denominations are moving towards unity, because the government began to change its policies to help restore balance. The Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormon religion have also come through and are being registered as synods.
Sects. They closed the registration of new churches in 2006.
Say it again.
They closed the registration of new churches in 2006.
I didn't understand. Therefore...
There is also some problems from the outside regarding how they exercise their beliefs. Before the year 2006, there is a lot of incidents where they destroyed and burned a lot of the churches. And because also you can see in the areas in Ambon, an area called Poso, and after the year 2006, the situation is getting better, although the oppression among Christians has not lessened. It is our hope that Christian denominations can be unified in the work of social and health, and we need to have a discussions and dialogue among the Christians themselves to help each other and to diminish the conflict. In maintaining the harmony of the religious life, the Department of Religion of the Republic of Indonesia does the following: cultivate the importance of society's values and beliefs and strengthen the harmony among religion. Study the spiritual values for the benefit of humanities, to develop multicultural and understanding among the people, to develop an awareness that the differences are reality in the society. In other words, this is the blessing and not the curse, to encourage that the understanding of the religious life is always in harmony with understanding of the unity of Indonesia. Maintain the dialogue between the government and the religious groups, and also within the religious groups themselves. Some ideas to maintain freedom and religious harmony. First, religious leaders should encourage their members to appreciate and respect the difference without sacrificing or abandoning their beliefs. Second, work collaboratively to heal the wounds and trauma due to the riot and conflict in the past by forgiving and promoting the prosperity among the religious community. Third, the harmony that needs to be formed is the one that does not lessen or limit the development of the freedom of religion. It shouldn't be done by force nor persuasion that could lead to the conflict of religious community. Fourth, build forum dialogues among the different religions to talk about national challenges that need to be resolved together. Therefore, the regulation that were given by the government to the people who believes in their own beliefs, they are to help all the people in Indonesia, regardless who they are and what they believe. Therefore, there is conflicts or issues, but we know that the government will never give the opportunity for the people to not working together, but to help them to be able to coordinate and collaborate together as they believe in their own beliefs and religions, to create that harmony between the people. Thank you very much.